Texas's primary election day is Tuesday, March 6th. While Governor Greg Abbott has two people challenging him, he's easily expected to win his seat on the ballot in November. But on the Democratic side, things are a bit more interesting. 9 people are vying to be the Democrats' candidate for governor. Right now, reporters from across Texas introduce us to 3 of them. Reporter Mallory Falk starts it off.
El Paso native Adriano Cegueda says voters have been given a false choice.
Between being practical or our democratic principles.
He thinks he can represent both. A former policy advisor for the mayor of El Paso, Ocegueda currently works for a private equity firm in Dallas. This experience in the public and private sectors, he says, would serve him well as governor. Ocegueda's platform, big structural change instead of short-term solutions. At a recent candidate forum, he said raising wages might seem like a simple solution to help workers. But he claims the stock market just dropped because wages went up, and that's a problem.
Where are our pensions, our firemen and police and teacher pensions invested in? Well, they're invested in that same stock market.
Ocegueda also believes there's one thing uniting many voters.
Whether your battle cry is resistance or build a wall, there is some evidence that we're all on the same side in terms of economic insecurity.
The evidence? Trump is calling on Mexico to pay for a border wall.
If Warren Buffett decided that he didn't get along with his neighbors, he would simply say, I'm going to build a wall. He wouldn't necessarily have his neighbors pay for it. So what that tells you is that there's economic insecurity on both sides of the aisle.
He says that's an opportunity to reach across the aisle and start fixing big structural issues. Okay, next candidate. I'll leave that to Texas Public Radio's Joey Palacios.
This is Tom Wakely's first time running for statewide office.
I put 28,000 miles on my vehicle. I have talked to people all over the state.
Wakely is a 64-year-old San Antonio native. He's an Air Force veteran, served in Vietnam, and spent most of his career as a labor union and community organizer. He and his wife now run a private care hospice out of their house.
We bring people into our home, no more than 3 at a time. We take care of them until they pass, then bring somebody else in. We've been doing that for about 8 years now.
Though he's no political novice, in 2016, he won the Democratic primary for Texas's 21st congressional district. But he lost the general election to Lamar Smith. Now running for governor, he says he has 2 fights ahead of him.
I'm running against the Texas Democratic Party establishment, which they hate me for that. Then I'm also running in a primary election to face Abbott.
Wakely thinks the Texas Democratic Party has sold out to large corporations and isn't paying attention to the working poor.
And until the Texas Democratic Party starts talking to them, we're never going to win an election.
His campaign slogan, he's running to the left. That includes embracing progressive policies.
I mean, we got to start talking about things like repealing the state's right-to-work laws. We need to rebuild the labor union movement.
Other issues Wakely's running on, raising the minimum wage, banning fracking, and scrapping the business franchise tax in favor of a business income tax. Now here's KERA's Christina Martinez with our next candidate.
Meet Cedric Davis Sr. He was an early bloomer.
My mom was a former precinct chair and precinct judge and school board trustee, so at age 11, I was already involved in politics.
By 14, Davis says he already made up his mind to run for the state's highest office.
Back in the 70s, 80s, I couldn't dream to be the president, but I said, well, I want to be first African-American governor of Texas. God knows I've been on that road and that journey, and I built a resume all the way up until now, and I had said I'd do it before 55.
Right now, he's 51. Davis has held elected office before. He's the former mayor of Balch Springs, a suburb of Dallas. He currently works for a dual-credit collegiate high school program at Garland ISD.
I teach law enforcement, criminal justice, and forensics.
Fields he knows about from his time as the Wilmer Hutchins ISD police chief. Davis's priorities, if elected, would be school finance reform, expanding Medicaid, and improving infrastructure, especially for flood control in Houston and along the Gulf Coast.
Those would be the first major ones that I want to take on in first term.
With our final candidate, here's Carlos Morales from Marfa Public Radio.
Let's talk about James Jolly Clark. He's a businessman from Austin, and he's running in the Democratic primary for Texas governor. That much is known. If you try to find his campaign website or search for him online, you won't really find much. But the 77-year-old Clark did speak at a Democratic gubernatorial forum in San Angelo earlier this year.
Hello, my name is James Jolly Clark.
From the sound of it, he's pretty ambitious.
The first thing we have to do is get rid of the radical, fanatical, extreme, far, right-wing, religiously bigoted, tea-bagging Republicans that are flushing this vote. that are flushing your state down the toilet.
Incendiary comments aside, Clark says education is one of his key focuses. He wants to start teachers off at $40,000 a year. He also wants longer school days and standard uniforms. I'm Carlos Morales in Marfa, along with
Mallory Falk in El Paso,
Christina Martinez in Dallas,
and Joey Palacios in San Antonio.